Good morning, this is Noreen and Annabelle with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, police are searching for who let the dog out of a home in Acacia Ridge. After a fire engulfed a home on Benton Street in Brisbane Southwest at about 8 p.m. last night, a dog has been reported missing. Emergency teams battled for hours to get the blaze under control, and the Queensland Ambulance Service noted that three people were treated but not taken to hospital. The home has now been declared a crime scene and the cause of the fire is unknown. In more news, sexually transmitted disease rates continue to increase in Australia, with remote populations being 19 times more likely to contract an STD than city dwellers. Reports found there were 5,866 diagnoses of syphilis and 44,210 diagnoses of gonorrhea in 2024, both of which doubled in reports from 10 years earlier due to a suspected lack of education. Clinical health consultant Bernie Longbottom notes that STIs can lead to serious health issues, including ectopic pregnancies, miscarriages, and pelvic inflammatory diseases in males and females. To combat this, in Outback Queensland, the Mount Isa Sexual Health Clinic and Northwest Hospital and Health Services have taken a light-hearted and creative approach to safe sex education. Merchandise such as stubby holders and posters hold phrases like "wrap it like a hay bale" to encourage the thousands of attendees at Mount Isa's rodeo to be safe and smart.
In national news, recent ABS figures have shown a 3% price increase in food and beverages from mid-2024 to 2025. Fruit and vegetables increased by 4.8% over the 12 months, with egg prices jumping 49% over 3 years. Economist Saul S. Lake said that while egg prices may drop, other groceries are not expected to get cheaper anytime soon. Prices have increased almost every year since 1980, he said, putting more pressure on Australians amidst the cost of living crisis. Mark Serrells from Choice said the government pressure has not resulted in any significant changes. He urged customers to turn to independent grocers instead of big supermarkets like Coles and Woolworths. And in Western Australia, wandering livestock are causing serious issues for drivers in the town of Katanning. Despite the local government act prohibiting stray livestock with fines of $200, the issue continues to worsen. School bus driver Danny McGrath is calling for animal owners to face greater accountability amid growing concerns for safety on the roads. The council just doesn't seem to have the power or resources to do something about it, he said. The situation has reached a tipping point for local farmers, with some attempting to sell their properties as a result. Agriculture Minister Jackie Jarvis is expected to meet with the community to discuss possible solutions.
In international news, speaking at the UN General Assembly in New York, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has told global leaders that we are now living through the most destructive arms race in human history. In his speech, he warned of dangers posed by artificial intelligence and drone technology, imploring foreign leaders to assist in defense against Russia. International law doesn't work fully unless you have powerful friends who are truly willing to stand up for it, and even that doesn't work without weapons, he said. It comes after several Russian violations of international airspace in Estonia and Poland in the past month. Ukraine still have the opportunity to gain back their land, he said, with time, patience, and the financial support of Europe, and in particular, NATO.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is picture perfect, with sunny skies expected to continue for the rest of the day. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.8, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.